has been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the January 29th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. In fact, the last trading day of January. Boy, this last couple of weeks has been kind of exciting. I've never had a show prepared with so much material than I do today. Well, how much we get to, I don't know. But we've got a loaded show for you today. Now, the market right now, it's actually fairly calm, given all this activity amongst the Reddit gang, the Reddit Rockets, we'll call them. We'll get to that in a bit. Right now, the Dow's down 236, puts it at 30,354. It's now about 3% down from its all-time high. Set back on January the 20th, nine trading days ago. The NASDAQ is down 118 right now, fairly orderly, 13,219. The S&P is down 28, three-quarters of a percent. The S&P is at 3,758. The small caps are up. Go figure, right? The Russell 2000's up a point, and I think I know why. Because a lot of those Reddit rockets, whatever you want to call them, are in the Russell 2000. Crude oil's up 70 cents, $1.34. Paying a little more at the gas pump these days. Gold having a big day, up $27, $1,868. All of a sudden, yesterday and today, silver is starting to blast off. Maybe the Reddit gang is ganging up on silver. I don't know. It's up $1.49 today to $27.42. And the bond market's a little grumpy. We're back to 1.09% today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, and another wild day in the market. It's been a wild week in the market, something I've never seen before until these last few weeks, this short action in GameStop and several other stocks. Now, it's not just limited to GameStop. There's a lot of other stocks involved here. There's a Reddit gang, which is led by a guy who actually lives in Mexico right now. 2 million members on that Reddit gang. There's a discount brokerage involved, Robinhood, which most of this trading is going through. You've got the SEC monitoring the situation, not doing anything about it, but monitoring it. And you've even got Congress getting ready to convene hearings on what is going on. So it's a lot more than just a GameStop, a $3 stock that all of a sudden has gone to, I don't even know where it is today, $316 per share. In the meantime, there's a lot of regular stocks in the background here that are trading, fairly normally, I guess you could say. There's huge action in Bitcoin today. 5,170 to the upside today. It's back to 37,300. I own a little Bitcoin, GBTC, which is an ETF in my own little personal account. Bitcoin having a huge day today, and Robinhood talking about restricting trading in the cryptocurrencies. Why is Bitcoin roaring today? You know, Elon Musk, God bless him, but he's got a big mouth. He's made several tweets this week that has only thrown gasoline on the fire, and he throws gasoline on the fire of Bitcoin this morning by touting it, and there it goes, or the latest rocket ship on Reddit. We had a pretty good recovery day yesterday, but I want to stop right there and comment on yesterday's action, okay? very important what I have to say here. On Wednesday, we were down 635 points, and the NASDAQ was down 350 points. Well, we had an up day yesterday, but we did not get back nearly what we lost the day before. In addition to this, I looked at over 1,000 charts yesterday. I would call yesterday's bounce back in the market very anemic. Now, that's not a good sign for the market. We also had a report earlier from Apple, an earnings report, that blew away all estimates, and the stock barely responded. We're seeing more and more and more signs that we've seen a Dow top at 31,000. Let's see. I've got that top written down here. We'll see. 31,188 seems to be the top now, set back on January 20th, 9 days ago. Now, the NASDAQ, 4 days ago, hits 13,636 in this follow-up action, especially in a couple of bellwether stocks, Apple, Tesla, etc. Not real encouraging for, these indexes to hit new highs from here. So, hey, look, a correction come along from time to time. You take advantage of corrections. It creates opportunities. And we're continuing to see rotation in the market, no doubt about that. That's where the app, that's where being unconstrained comes in very, very handy right now. So yesterday, the first thing I would say is not a very good recovery day, which I think there's more downside here to the market going forward into next week. European shares reacting to the U.S. issues overnight, they were down about 1% overall. And China shares, Asian shares, also reacting to the action here in our markets overnight. Now, the Dow down 191 right now. Not so bad. However, keep in mind that a big component of the Dow, Johnson & Johnson, reported, I think, very disappointing results on their vaccine. They don't seem to get the same kind of results that Moderna, Pfizer, and AstraZeneca are getting. They're getting 66% effective. Okay. You know what? I don't know if I want to take a vaccine that's 66% effective. And Johnson & Johnson is a member of the Dow Index. It's a big member of the Dow Index, and that is influencing the Dow quite a bit this morning. You know, yesterday I sent out a message to my subscribers online, and I said, look, the indexes look pretty good here, but as I look underneath the indexes, the market doesn't look so good. And I had some wise guy send me an email saying, well, the indexes are made up of stocks. You're saying something that makes no sense. No, I explained myself. You know, it's about 10 stocks, maybe 15 stocks that really make up the bulk of these indexes. These indexes are not equally weighted. No. Do you know what kind of power, what kind of weighting Apple carries on the NASDAQ? Do you know what kind of weighting Tesla carries? They have a lot more to say about where the indexes are going than a small cap stock. So I looked at stocks from all across the board yesterday, and you might have heard the indexes were up yesterday, but when you looked at underneath the indexes and at the stocks that make up the indexes, but also a little part instead of a large part of the index, I said it looks very, very weak. Very anemic was the word I used underneath the surface. Okay, so yesterday you had Robinhood put in the suspensions on selling of those stocks under scrutiny right now. Of course, Robinhood is taking heat. You can't do that to little sellers, little guys. You can't lock them out of the market. Well, Robinhood responded by saying, okay, well, we'll lift some of those restrictions. Well, those GameStops of the world, AMC Entertainment, there's several more. I'll go through the list today. They were down big time yesterday because of those restrictions placed on Robinhood. But then you had a lot of voices coming forward saying, hey, you know, it's not fair for you to shut down these little guys on Reddit from buying and selling. While the big guys, you know, they're not trading on Robinhood, can buy or sell. That puts them at a disadvantage. All right. So they've opened up trading. They've lifted the restrictions to some extent. I think they're limiting the amount of shares you can buy in these stocks. So what's that doing? Well, these stocks are soaring again today. They're soaring again today. GameStop, etc. are way up. And
Death Doc Now Radio Hour. Well, I may sound a little different. Apparently, there's problems with the unit at Salem, so I'm now broadcasting the iPhone. That's okay. You know what? I've broadcast from all kinds of different situations over my 23 years in the market. All right, the Reddit Rockets. Here they are today. I'm seeing Tanzanian gold up 80%, trading. It's blinking like a Christmas tree, you know. GameStop is up 73% right now. AMC Entertainment up 49%. Paramount Gold, looks like they're going after some of the gold stocks today. And these are under $2 stocks. Paramount is up 43% today. Express, which is a women's clothing chain, definitely one of the stocks being, I don't know what even the word, being battled out between the shorts and the longs. Express is up 36%. Naked Brands, another one that they've all of a sudden picked up on a couple days ago. It's up 35%. Chico's, another one. CHS is up 25%. Now, another bit of the fallout from all of this, there are several ETFs that have these stocks in them, and it's impacting these ETFs. So here's where it spreads out to the individual investor who own some of these ETFs. The retail ETFs are the ones right now that are impacted greatly. You know, I noticed that a few retail ETFs all of a sudden show up in my top sectors. Well, you know, it's because of these little retail stocks that are being moved so rapidly by the short versus long sellers. One other one here, KOSS, K-O-S-S. You know what? Who doesn't have a pair of Koss headphones from the 60s or the 70s? Well, they still make them. This is another stock that they seem to be ganging up on here. So, yeah, it's exciting. I mean, it's the ultimate video game, I suppose you could say, on GameStop right now. All right, let's see what else we got going on. Well, I told you, big move in Bitcoin today on a tweet. From Elon Musk. It's all he's got to do is say a couple of words. And stocks move when Elon says something. I hope he's not buying them before he tweets. Otherwise, he'll be in that cell that, what's her name? The homemaking lady. I can't think of her name right now. Was in Robin Hood. Yeah, Martha Stewart. Robin Hood CEO says the firm has no liquidity problem. Well, they say that, but I see them raising another $1 billion today in a stock. They're not a publicly traded stock. They're a private company. Robinhood raises another $1 billion. They're drawing on bank credit lines in order to reopen halted trades. You see, Robinhood clears their own trades. This is a bit of an issue here. If people don't have the money to cover these short position, Robinhood is on the line. But they're claiming that there is no liquidity problem. I've heard some interviews this morning with their CEO, Vlad Tenev. He's claiming, of course, he's not going to say we've got liquidity problems, or they're going to have people fleeing Robinhood. In fact, right now, there's a survey out that says 76% of current investors at Robinhood are ready to flee and leave the brokerage firm, which, you know, gained its fame. It's an online app. All right. So these people are buying fractional shares, 100.23 share. I mean, that's where most of this action is taking place, on their cell phone, the ultimate gaming device right now, shorting and going long on a GameStop and several other of these companies. Well, Interactive Brokers says, if our customers are unable to pay for their losses, okay, listen to this very carefully, we have to put up our own money, noting that many in the marketplace were concerned about the financial viability of intermediate clearinghouses like Robinhood. So they're on the line. Like I say, if the customers can't come up with the money to cover their losses, then they're on the line. In other words, Interactive Brokers and Robinhood. So there's another big problem there. And now they're putting, like I said, restrictions on trading of cryptocurrency. So, yeah, I don't know what the answer is. You know, there's a part of me that says, you know, let the free markets play out. But what's happened here in the last couple? I don't know why this all started taking place about 2 weeks ago. I've never seen this issue in the market. Oh, I've seen short squeezes, but nothing like this, which is a planned attack on, I suppose, these short sellers and on Wall Street itself. You have Andrew Left now, who's one of the biggest short sellers, saying, I'm done. Not with market trading. He's done with shorting stocks. Now, he's had a website for the last 20 years. He does something similar to what I do. But I just, I'm not recommending. I'm just buying and telling you what I buy of quality stocks that I see in the market. I'm very particular. Andrew Left, on the other hand, he takes shots. He does his work. He does his homework. There's several guys like this, Muddy Waters. There was the one that brought down Nikola. I can't think of it. Not Hedgeye. I can't think of his name right now, but there's him. There's several of these guys. And Citron Research and Andrew Left is probably one of the most well-known. He puts out these reports attacking stocks, saying why they should go down 90%. They're always very dramatic, full of hyperbole and whatnot. And Andrew Left, you know, he makes his money as these stocks go down when he attacks them. So he's getting out of the shorting business. He's only now going to recommend longs that he think have the potential to go way up. So he's basically getting out of the shorting business. I got to believe he might be just a little worried about what might come down against these short sellers when this is all said and done. All right, let's get to some other news here. Number of mortgages in forbearance. Well, that's climbing a little bit. We always have to watch that. You know, that was one of the key indicators back in 08 and 09 that things were starting to get dicey in that mortgage and housing market. All of a sudden you had the number of mortgages in trouble, in forbearance, rising considerably. So that's something you always want to keep your eye on. Now, when we come back, I was busy today. I found a lot of new little companies. One that gets pretty excited, actually. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Dow stocks now radio are Dow down 160 right now. That's a half a percent. No big deal there. NASDAQ down 40. So it's actually come back here quite a bit. We've got, we'll move away from the, this whole short selling craze, but I obviously have to keep you posted on what's going on. This little short selling craze probably represents less than 1% of the entire market, but it also represents 99% of what you're seeing on CNBC. CNBC is nonstop, 100% covering this Robin Hood situation and GameStop. Well, here's another one. I'll bring this one to your attention, then we'll move on. GBR, okay, another one that they're attacking. This stock is a small oil and gas drilling company in West Virginia, okay? It was $2.65 yesterday. It went to $30 yesterday, $30 per share. New Concept Energy soars 959% in the latest Reddit craze, okay? It was mentioned on Reddit's Wall Street Bets. Okay, this is the group that is behind this attack on whatever you want to say, just our financial system, capitalism, I don't know, the big hedge funds, you name it. They have got kind of an organized attack here going on. Okay, now let's get back to the regular market. I see some SPACs here that are kind of interesting to put on. I put these on my watch list. Little company by the name of Alusa Energy Acquisition Corp. The symbol is ALUS. Well, they are merging with a company named FREYR, Fryer, all capital letters. What does Fryer do? They're a developer of clean next generation battery cells, okay? Right now, those are some pretty good buzzwords. And much like the year 2000 when you added .com to the name and the stock went way up, here's one that was an energy acquisition corp, a blank check company, didn't have any kind of business plan or anything, looking to purchase something. Well, here's what they did. They bought, they merged with Freer, a developer of clean next generation battery cells. The symbol is ALUS. But what caught my eye is it includes a $600 million fully committed private investment in public equity anchored by strategic and institutional investors, including Koch Strategic Platforms, that's K-O-C-H, Koch, Glencore, which is a major mining company, Fidelity Management and Research, you ever heard of them? Remember Peter Lynch? Franklin Templeton, and VanEck Associates, which is pretty big in the mining stock. So, again, that symbol is ALUS. Now, here's the one that really catches my eye. I've been watching for this IPO. As you know, we've had some pretty good success, and I'm a pretty big believer. Telemedicine is just going to get bigger and bigger. You know, the days of driving to the doctor, looking for a parking place, sitting in a waiting room full of coughing people and this and that, and waiting forever and ever and ever for your name to be called. You know, why am I always the last guy called? I'll go into there'll be 37 people around me, and I'm not like the last guy there. It seems like they call every name. Rick, is Rick here? Oh, that's not me. Is Derek here? No, that's not me. Okay, Jane. Okay, Tom. Finally, there's one guy sitting in the waiting room. It's getting dark outside. Is Bill Gunderson here? Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Well, I think telehealth is the wave of the future. I've used it a couple of times. I've had extremely good experiences. I've used Teladoc a few times. You know what? I tried it out, and it was wonderful. Anyways, okay. So having said that, we made a lot of money in Teladoc. There's no guarantees that any new ones are going to do the same thing, but we had a good track record with Teladoc. Okay, now, we have recently written up, and we own One Life Healthcare, which the symbol is O-N-E-M. It looks pretty good to me, I think, hopefully, over the long haul. We'll see. And we've also written up on Seeking Alpha Amwell. American Well, AMWL. Well, there's a fourth one going public with some pretty good credentials here. The symbol is HIMS. No, not the kind we used to sing in church. Also, South Carolina says we can sing hymns again, once again, in church. That'll be nice. I hate this listening and humming along. HIMS is H-I-M-S, okay? The name of the company is Him and Hers Health. It soars yesterday after Cathie Wood's ETF discloses stake. Who's Cathie Wood, you say? Well, she is the CEO of the ARK Investment Management Group. You've heard me talk about the ARK ETFs and how well they've performed. In fact, when I rank my ETFs in my Best Stocks Now app, several of those ARK, A-R-K, ETFs are at the top. There's the Genomic Revolution. This is where she purchased this stock. And she also announced a position in One Life Healthcare, O-N-E-M, a one that we own. And guess what her largest holding is in her ARK Investment Management Group? Teladoc. That's in the genomic, I don't know how it fits in a genomic revolution ETF, but that's her largest holding, Teladoc. She's making a new purchase in HIMS, H-I-M-S. Now, what does HIMS do? H-I-M-S, which was a back with a different symbol just a few days ago. Now they've got their symbol that they were aiming at all along. This stock is up 25% today. It was a blank check company formed in order to acquire or merge with one or more businesses. Well, they acquired Him and Hers Healthcare, which is a telemedicine company that I want to say, how do I put this, specializes in men's issues, I suppose, and women's issues. So anyways, there's one that caught my eye here this morning, HIMS, a new telemedicine stock, and you've got Cathie Woods of ARK Investments buying quite a bit, okay? Another couple stocks in the news today. You know, Google, for the longest time, they would not allow, I think they kicked them off, actually. I think Google kicked off DraftKings and Penn National Gaming from their Google Play Store. Well, guess what? Google welcomes back sports betting apps. The policy appears to have been updated on January 20th, but was just spotted today by Reuters. So let's see how DraftKings, D-K-N-G, is doing. That's big news to get back on that Google app. Also, you know what? The Google apps don't do nearly as well. I would say they have one-tenth of the app business that Apple has. I see that in my own app. Okay, DraftKings is up a little bit today in a down market. And Penn, we have an article out on Penn on Seeking Alpha. It's actually down a little bit. So I guess this Google news, although it's good, isn't really affecting these stocks. Another stock that we have owned in the past and we still own somewhat, the Trade Desk. It had a big day yesterday after a key deal with Walmart. Of course, Trade Desk, TTD, is the company that, they broker digital advertising space, which is a hot industry. And, of course, Walmart, if you haven't heard of them, has a little bit of an advertising budget every year. And some of that's going to be going trade desk way. The other big news yesterday, what about GM? That's what you say? Well, check GM's P.E. ratio. I guess I'm done. We got to come back. I can barely hear the music. We'll be right back. Well, I can tell you, I'm going to have a blockbuster newsletter coming out tomorrow. I don't just say that. There's a lot that happened this past week, probably one of the most news-packed weeks I've ever seen in the market in recent years. And there's the winds are blowing on Wall Street. There's no question about it. There's been a wind change. And just like fishing, you know that the direction of the wind has a whole heck of a lot to do with fishing? Oh, yeah. You want the wind going the same way as the tide. You don't want to have the wind going west and the tide going east. Well, you know what? The wind has changed in the market. There's no question about it, and it's blowing in different directions. That's the beauty of the Best Stocks Now app. It's like a compass. It points to where, which way the wind is blowing. So looking forward to producing a blockbuster newsletter here today. We're well into the earnings season here, and we're going to have some new, fresh numbers. I can tell you, as of last Friday, this earnings season, which represents the fourth quarter of 2020, was going much, much better than expected. But having said that, it's all about future quarters, okay? We're now in the first quarter of 2021, and in a couple of months here, we're already 1 month into the new year. In a couple of months, we'll see the end of the first quarter of 2021. We are expected to return to earnings growth this year, but just how much, what percent, what will be the earnings this year, and more importantly, 2022, and what is my current target price? That has been the indicator that has guided me for the last 12, 13 years. And it's the indicator that is guiding me now. And I'm seeing some changes there, some pretty drastic changes in that area. So anyways, and we did quite a bit of changing in our portfolios this past week. Not a lot, but when the wind starts to change, you've got to adjust a little bit. That will be reflected in this week's newsletter, which I offer a very generous offer, 2 free weeks at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. If you don't like it, you can line the birdcage with it. You can send it back and get your money back. It's free. So there you go, GundersonCapital.com. We have had a heck of a busy week here at our firm. The phone has been ringing off the hook. That's what they tell me. I work in a quiet office 3,000 miles away from that phone that rings off the hook, and I let other people deal with it so I can do what? Observe the market and make decisions on what needs to be done. But if you would like to talk to one of our advisors here, they keep them busy, man. They have been so busy here so far this year. New year, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Now, just something a little different here on this. Usually I feature a stock. I am going to feature one, but I don't own it. But it certainly is on my radar. Or should that be my LIDAR? Ah, that's a term. You can look it up, LIDAR. LIDAR didn't exist 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Now it's a big deal. It allows you to take your hands off the steering wheel in a lot of cars. Well, let's just compare two electric vehicle stocks, all right? This is one of the hottest sectors if not the hottest sector in the market. I think I'm just seeing a Tesla top. That's what I'm seeing. I saw Tesla hit 885. I've seen it hit it twice and back down. They had a really good earnings report here recently, and yet the stock is down since then. And in addition to that, it has a P.E. ratio of 375. Tesla is now a $783 billion company. And I stated in my newsletter several weeks ago that it's the most bloated stock I've ever seen. And I'm not telling you to go out and short it. I'm just letting you know. I've cut my teeth for 23 years doing valuations on companies. It's one of the most overvalued, if not the most overvalued stock I've ever seen in my career. Having said that, okay, Tesla, P.E. ratio 375, market cap $783 billion. What did Mary Barra say this past week? Mary Barra, you know who she is? She's the CEO of a company by the name of General Motors. She said they're going all electric. Well, in my mind, GM has got a much bigger selling distribution network than Tesla has. Think of all the people that drive GM cars now that are fueled by that ghastly gasoline. Well, you know what? There's going to be a big trade-in, upgrade, almost like your iPhone. Gee, you got to get the latest version. Well, GM's P.E. ratio is 17. GM has a P.E. of 17, while Tesla has a P.E. ratio. I'm just making a case. I'm just trying to use some common sense here. Well, Tesla has a P.E. ratio of 375, 20 times what GM's P.E. ratio is. I see a heck of a lot more GM cars on the road than I see Teslas, yet Tesla's market cap is $780 billion, moving towards a trillion if it ever gets there. Maybe a few more tweets by Elon and it will be there. General Motors is only $73 billion, one-tenth of the market cap of Tesla. I'm just saying, there's a heck of a lot more GM cars on the road. They're going to become all electric over the next several years. I think it's time to take a hard look at GM stock. I do not currently own it. We'll see what happens over the next several weeks, but I think that's a game changer, that announcement for the stock. All right, and it pays a 3% dividend yield. How about that? If you'd like to talk to us here at Gunderson Capital, it's time to do it because the winds are changing, and you know what you're going to hear from your guy or gal. Oh, we've got you well positioned. We developed this strategy 5 years ago. You want to stay the course. You say, well, what if the course is changing here? You don't think we should change just a little bit, tweak something here or there? You probably won't hear that unless you call them. Oh, and then they'll oblige. Yeah, they'll tweak it a little bit because you called them and complained. I think you want somebody that's proactive, myself. You don't have to call them. You know that that person is doing what they can to make adjustments according to the shift in the wind. And this week's newsletter should be a blockbuster, GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BETH. I got a newsletter to write, and Money's Advantage. I'll be back on Monday. Have a great week.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.